Well, when I found out that it was delayed, I was like, okay, well, maybe we'll go back in a few weeks. I'll still get to have the district that I was hoping for. I'll just lose a few of the meets, so I'll keep working on my stuff on my own at my house and hope that it was only a few meets that would get canceled, and now it could be the whole season. That's very tough for me because I've been working for this for 7 years on continuous. One of my dreams was to go to state this year, and I went to regionals last year, which was great, but I wanted to try and push myself to go further than I had been before. And now that my dream of doing that might not happen, it's a little tough to handle, but, you know, God always has a plan for our lives, and if it wasn't meant to be, then it wasn't meant to be. At our last track meet at Lamar, I was very pleased with the results that I had, so even if we don't get to continue, I still think that I am okay with that.
What are some of the things that you're able to do to stay sharp just in case you do get an opportunity? What are some of the things that you can do even though you can't have organized practices?
Shot put and discus is more of an individual anyway. It's not like the relays where I would need my teammates to practice handoffs and stuff. So just working on my footwork in the driveway or in the garage where I have a slick surface so I can spin and do my moves. The city release so that we can go out and exercise, and the rings are not close to anybody. So, and I still have my shot put and discus, so I've been able to go out a few times and practice when it's not raining. But just doing my drills and stuff, practicing the correct technique for my spins and my glides and stuff.
What are some of the things you miss most about not being around your teammates right now?
Just the constant support from all of them personally. We like having the fun times on the bus when we laugh with each other and getting to see them all the time. It's just, those are things that I could have had more of, I guess, to have some of that taken away so early. Not being able to finish out the season, or possibly not being able to finish out the season with them. Just missing the laughs on the bus, the support from them, the practices with them, laughs with coach, stuff like that. Really the small things that everybody takes for granted is what I'm going to miss the most.
How is this affected as far as schoolwork and classwork?
Well, schoolwork and classwork right now has moved to online, so all of my AP stuff and my blend classes, I'm getting work from my teachers through Google Classroom and eCampus, so I'm still doing my schoolwork as far as that goes. They can't really take anything for grades right now, but we'll see if it gets changed with the extension of our quarantine. But I'm still doing my classwork. It takes a little more motivation to do it on my own, and with the siblings in the house that I have to take care of sometimes, it can get a little bit difficult. Online work is what we've been doing.
And if, indeed, this is the end of your track and field high school career, what are the things you look back on most fondly?
I think all of the hard work that I put into the sport and the relationships I've built with all my coaches from my previous schools that I've been to, just knowing that I did my best when I could, even when it wasn't at the meets. Like, I practiced constantly. I went 100% all the time. I took the effort and did all of the work. I went to the weight room. It's all the behind-the-scenes stuff that I'm proud of myself for pushing myself to do on my own and not having people ask me to do it. Just knowing that if I did get the chance to go to state, that I probably could.